Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Welcome to the first day of the Canada goose season today. And we hope you're out there enjoying it. The archery season is going strong. The bucks are in rut and everything's happening. It's hunting season and it's getting cold and I'm all excited. How about you? I hope you're excited, too. You can get excited with me at 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number, and that would be just great if you would call in. Once you call in today, you will be entered into a contest. We're giving away a muzzleloader rifle from the fine folks at CVA. It would be a muzzleloader wolf rifle. You can see the description on my website, ellisoutdoors.com. You can register online if you like, but we like you to call in, leave your phone number, and then go on the air. Those are the rules. Call in, leave your phone number with our producer so we can contact you if you win, and then you go on the air with me for a few seconds or minutes or whatever. You can ask a question. You can make a comment. You can just say hi. You can say, put me in the contest. It's all good. So that's what we're here for this morning, to talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. What a week. Youth Day last Saturday took Jacob out. We fought, decided to take it easy on ourselves and not sit in a tree stand all day. So we went out and decided to do the afternoon hunt. We had a doe get by us, and Jacob is very patient. He's very quiet in the stand. He's very observant. He looks around and then eventually we saw a nice buck coming, and the buck was wasn't a very clear shot, but I told Jacob he could go ahead and take the shot. Pretty sure he missed the first shot. The second shot, he may have struck the deer in the leg. We're not sure. We have found no evidence of the deer being hit. We found nothing to indicate that the deer was harmed in any way, but at least he got to take the shot. That's a good thing. So Jacob, that was his birthday too. He didn't get his buck, but happy birthday anyway. He got a nice new compound bow for his birthday. And our buddy Keith gave him a very, very nice present of a Canada goose decoy that he and his family had actually made back in the day. And anyway, that's how that went. Let me talk to Mike here real quick and see what Mike has on his mind. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Hi, Alan. Doing real well. Just wanted to let you know and let everyone else know that that raffle at the Associated Gun Clubs of Baltimore is today at 2 o'clock in Marriottsville, Maryland.
All right. Can people still buy tickets?
Yes, they can.
At the range?
Yes, they can.
All right. Well, you got the word out. That sounds good. And that's right on Marriottsville Road. And if you want to do a quick tick off of what's up for grabs at the raffle, please do.
Well, we've got $1,000 at Filson Clothing. We have a Tony Kidd Custom Classic 10/22 rifle. We have a Smith & Wesson 360 PD Scandium Titanium Revolver. And we have a Les Pair 45 Automatic with 11 extra magazines.
Wow. Okay.
We also have $1,000 at Safeway Stores. So whoever gets one of these prizes should be batting $1,000 today.
Well, that sounds good. All right, Mike. So if anybody wants to stop by the range and pick up the raffle tickets, today would be a good day to do it.
Yes, it's on Marriottsville Road, 5 miles north of I-70.
Right. Know exactly where it is. All right, my friend. Anything else?
That's it.
All right, buddy.
Oh, the juniors will be shooting today. Arlington and Monumental have their junior shooters out there today in Memorial Hall.
I got you. All right, buddy. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right, Mike. Have a good day. There goes Mark. All right. Hey, by the way, we missed this last week, and we heard about it. The smart green and growing tip from the Maryland Department of Natural Resources. Keep in mind the Maryland Department of Natural Resources. This is the Maryland Department of Natural Resources. With holiday celebrations come presents, food containers, and plenty of packaging material. before you throw everything in the garbage can, take into consideration what can be recycled. Review the list of recyclables that your town or city accepts, and be sure to send all the applicable paper, plastic, glass bottles, and aluminum cans to the recycling center. Did you know that November 15th was Recycling Day? Yeah, I missed it. I do remember throwing something out on November 15th, but I don't remember recycling. I may have. We were in Massachusetts staying with a friend who does recycle. So I may have recycled on November 15th and not knowing that it was National Recycling Day, but it's celebrated with an exclamation point from our Department of Natural Resources. Of course, I wasn't here this week. I missed it. So America Recycles Day is an annual nationwide recycling initiative that encourages everyone to renew their commitment by reducing and reusing waste. By sponsoring or attending an event in your neighborhood, you can help the cause. And I just apparently missed the event in my neighborhood because I didn't get any notice about it. Nobody sent the email, so I don't know. I just missed it. Sorry about that. Hey, I'm supposed to give a shout out to old Bebop out there and Eddie. Now, you guys are supposed to be fishing down in Wolford, Maryland on Fishing Creek. I hope you are. And your buddy Charlie sent me this note to give a shout-out to you guys. So if you're listening, Bebop and Eddie, hey, enjoy yourself. Have a great time out there. 410-WCBM 680 is our phone number. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Let's talk to Mike in Dundalk. Good morning, Mike. How you doing?
Good morning. Good morning, Alan.
Yes, sir.
I have a quick question for you.
Yes, sir.
This is usually the best time of year for me to catch fish, you know, rockfish,
yeah.
White perch.
Yep.
You know, up around North Point, Bear Creek areas.
Yep.
I haven't caught a fish since Hurricane Sandy.
No, I'm not surprised.
Oh, so everybody's having that problem then.
Well, I mean, you know, it was a tremendous storm. You know, it really was. I don't know what happened. Fish might have, you know, scooted. But, okay. You know, what's the water like?
It became too much fresh, you know, too much rainwater in it. Did something to them. That's the only thing I can think of. I don't know. But it's not really muddy or anything. I'm using peelers, mud worms, you know, great stuff.
Wow. Wow, that's interesting. Are you fishing any structure?
Yeah, I'm fishing. As a matter of fact, I'm fishing in a channel that's 15 feet deep at low tide.
Wow.
And it's a floating pier. There's no obstructions under it, but it's a lot of shade. And I usually do very, very good there, and I haven't even, you know, I go there and I don't even have to change my bait. I don't even get a bite.
Wow,
it's terrible.
We'll put a call out to Tackle Box Tim. Maybe he's got an idea of what's going on out there. If anybody else has another idea, but Hurricane Sandy was on what date? That was the. It's been almost 2 weeks, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been at least that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we've been on through the new moon. I don't know. I'm not sure what to tell you on that one, Mike. I really don't know. Maybe some of our listeners will have a better handle on it than I do.
All right, great. Well, thank you, Alan.
All right, man. Sorry for the bad news, but all I can tell you is keep trying.
Okay, thanks a lot.
All right, man.
Bye.
See ya. You might want to try further down. You know, I know you like to fish in this area, but you might want to fish further down, closer to the mouth of the bay. You know, maybe where there's a little bit more salinity. I don't know. 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. I've been hearing from a couple of you, and thankful for the kind words from a couple of our listeners who've shared some stories about listening to the show and their hunting and fishing history with me. I appreciate that. And we'll just keep moving on. Most of the week I was out of town. We left Sunday we wound up in Massachusetts up near Boston, long drive. And if anybody wants to take that drive to Maine or up into New England, I highly recommend going up through Harrisburg and going up 81 to 84 rather than doing the 95 route through New York City. I'm sure traffic is still a mess there, and 84 gets you right up into the heart of New England, and you go up through the Poconos and up through Scranton and that way, and gets you right into the right into New England pretty quick. And we enjoyed the route; it was a very nice drive on the interstate up there. But we landed in Massachusetts on Sunday night. Monday, I drove up to Maine. And Tuesday, I got my license at the Kittery Trading Post and went up to visit with another friend, stay overnight there. We duck hunted on Tuesday, which was a tremendously windy day. Small craft advisories. We were out in a 20-foot John boat, well taken care of boat. We were out of the wind for the most part, behind an island there. And the ducks were flying. And my goal for the last 4 years is to take a Drake eider duck. And we did great. We had good shooting on a lot of ducks. And we even had some scoters and some old squaw. Can't call them old squaws anymore. They've been renamed now long-tailed duck to be politically correct. But we shot at some scoters and old squaws, and just had a good time. The next day, then we get up again, and I went out and actually got to hunt in a layout boat for the first time in my life. What a scream! I'm telling you, you're laying in a little boat that's about 8 feet long, and you've got your gun and your shells, and you're right on the surface of the water. You're wave height, so to speak. You're looking at decoys in the eyes. And it's a pretty fascinating way to hunt, and did pretty well there too. The birds fly right past you; they don't even see you, so or right at you. And you know, if they're coming to the decoys, they're dumping right into you. So, Clifton Ames, my buddy with 10 Mile Guide Service out of Maine, 2 days with Clifton was just a lot of fun. He provided professional guide service that I'll tell you is hard to beat. So that was my week. So I got my eider, got my Drake eider, and got eiders in the freezer to eat. I've got eiders in the in the freezer for the taxidermist, and it was a good week. So shall we say it was a very good week. But it's time for me to tell you about C&L Deer Processing. They will skin and custom cut and wrap and label and freeze your deer, and your venison is ready for the freezer when you leave. At C&L Deer Processing, your deer is processed by professional meat cutters with over 80 years' experience between them. Have your deer made into jerky and Slim Jims, chipped deer, sausage, deer dogs, bologna, jalapeno cheddar bologna, kielbasa, smoked bratwurst. You know, I've had most of these, and I still have some in my freezer, and I've been eating on them right along. They are delicious. C&L Deer Processing has even more tasty items you can request, like sweet Lebanon bologna, pepperoni sticks, maple-flavored breakfast links, Old Bay sausage links, great on the grill, all made from your deer. Take your deer to C&L Deer Processing. Phone 410-374-6424. C&L Deer Processing is on Carroll Street in Hampstead, Maryland, just up Route 30 from Reisterstown. C&L is a FHFH donation center, participates in the Doe Harvest Challenge. That's C&L Deer Processing, 410-374-6424.
Big Buck Scent's Cold Scent has a fast-growing reputation for attracting big Maryland bucks. Several friends of mine have used Cold Scent with great results. Big Bucks. Maryland's Eastern Shore is home to Big Buck Scents. Big Buck Cold Scent is different than those mass-produced bottles you see on every shelf. First, it's one deer to one bottle. That's a 4-ounce bottle, too. Plenty for the rut. Now, the deer urine is collected and immediately refrigerated. It's kept cold, and the vital elements will not break down and become less attractive. Trust me, there's a science behind all this. Big Buck Scents arrives at your local dealer cold in its own refrigerator. You keep it cold till you use it, and you will see the results. Try Cold Scent, Vanilla Bean, Doe in Heat, Dominant Buck, or Doe Pea in the 4-ounce bottle. For more information, visit the website BigBuckScents.com or visit your local dealer. Ask for and use Cold Scent by Big Buck Scents. This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linux of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linux are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linux spray-on bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linux spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at the local car wash. Bay Linux of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linux now offer the new Linux Premium that looks better and last longer. Bay Linux of Glen Burnie, located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linux is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did, with a Linux spray-on bedliner.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
The National Rifle Association's Great American Hunting and Outdoor Show is coming to Frederick, Maryland, January 25th through 27th at the Frederick Fairgrounds. See over 200 hunting and fishing exhibitors, the NRA Great American Whitetail Collection, nationally known seminar speakers, the Mason-Dixon Big Buck Contest, and more. General admission, $10. NRA members, $8. Kids under 9 admitted free. Weekend passes are available. It's the 2013 NRA Great American Hunting and Outdoor Show, January 25th through 27th at the Frederick Fairgrounds. Visit NRAHuntingShow.org for more information.
Unique analysis on local, national, and international developments on the Tom Marr Show, weekdays 9 to noon on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
I'm on a first name basis at the tackle shop. I got a charge account running up nonstop. They ought to give me my own parking spot. I can't fit another plug in my tackle box. It's always under construction for all my weapons of mass destruction. I got buzz baits and Zara spoons, pumpkin seeds and flutes, booyah crawfish jigs. I got a 7-foot flipping stick, all the soft plastics to hook one on a Texas rig. My wife stays on me and my banker just told me that he's working on a tax deduction for all the money I'm dropping on my weapons of mass destruction.
All right, weapons of mass destruction, man. Well, that's good. We got goose hunting. We had goose hunting songs in there. Maybe cut them all, Jack. I'm not sure. We'll see what happens. Hey, it's a woolly bear time of the year, and what prompted this comment is a photo from my buddy Tom, who listens to this show. He wanted to know what this crawly thing was that he took a picture of. Well, I told him what it was. It was a woolly bear, and I asked him to Google it, and he did, and then he sent me back the link to Wikipedia, which is pretty cool. It you often see the woolly bear caterpillars. Out in the fall, you know, as they make their way across the highway or up the sidewalk or whatever, these are the woolly bear caterpillars that are black on both ends and kind of a brown or copper color in the middle. Well, they're out this year again. And I tell you, where I hunt in Cecil County, there's millions of them, or used to be, let's put it that way. I haven't seen a lot this year. But the woolly bear is actually the banded woolly bear, and it turns into a moth. The moth is the Parharctia isabella, primarily known as the Isabella tiger moth. And that's two main life stages, the woolly bear and the Isabella tiger moth. The larvae of many species of arctid moths are called woolly bears because of their long, thick, fur-like setae. I don't know if I'm saying that right. Hair, I guess. The insect can be found in many cold regions, including the Arctic. The banded woolly bear larva emerges from the egg in the fall and overwinters in its caterpillar form, where it literally freezes solid. Literally freezes solid. First, its heart stops beating. Then its gut freezes. Then its blood, followed by the rest of the body. It survives being frozen by producing a cryoprotectant in its tissues. Something in its body that protects it from dying. In the spring, it thaws out and emerges. Who was a baseball player that, was that Ted Williams? That was, his head's frozen? Yeah. Wonder if they put a cryoprotectant in there. I can't imagine. There are a couple other people that were famous and frozen cryogenically to come back to life eventually when the science fiction catches up with reality. Let's see. Anyway, once it emerges, it thaws out and emerges to pupate. It becomes a pupa. You know, it wraps up in a little cocoon. And once it emerges from its pupa as a moth, it has only days to find a mate before it dies. Caterpillars normally become moths within months of hatching in most temperate climates, but in the Arctic, the summer period for vegetative growth and hence feeding is so short that the woolly bear feeds for several summers, freezing again each winter before finally pupating. Some are known to live through as many as 14 winters. What do you think of that? Cool, huh? 410. Let's talk to Walt in Catonsville. 410 WCBM 680. Good morning, Walt. How you doing?
Good morning, Alan.
What's up?
Hey, I was wondering, does that pupating have to do with that Mothman and the Jersey Pine Barrens?
No, the Mothman is in West Virginia. That's the Jersey Devil in the Pine Barrens.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. On the ball.
Yeah, Walt. Get on the ball, will you? And I don't know if Mothman pupates through the winter or not. He might.
Alan, I'd like to address the gentleman that called earlier.
Please. That's why I was hoping you would.
Okay. What I've found, I've been out a lot recently,
mm-hmm.
and I'm having great success on
okay.
fish, you know, in the 22 to 32 range.
Good.
And I'm finding them holding in like 55 feet of water.
Wow.
And it's got to be close to where it comes up onto a shelf. Now, if you find your holding spot of fish in 55 feet of water, you'll notice they'll move up onto the side. Like in 35 feet of water or 30 feet of water, maybe even as much as 25. And then if they roll up over the hill onto the tops, like flats, like 22 feet of water,
yeah,
that's what they're doing right now.
Okay.
I can
so they're deep. They're
can,
deeper water.
If you have a
my guess
spot.
Is that's where the oxygen is, I'm thinking. The shallower well, water may not have not be oxygenated enough for them rather than fresh water. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I'm finding that I waited a week after the storm. I called you about this.
Mm-hmm, I remember.
Waited a week after the storm. I don't have a salinity level thing, but I did real well after the storm. I have a holding spot that's held fish all year, and they're really turning on now, and it seems like the fish are getting bigger.
Good.
So I just want to just tell people that find some deep water near some shallow water, and you'll be productive because the fish aren't moving real far, is what I've found right now. They just don't seem to be traveling like a mile to shallow water.
Right.
They're staying close to deep water, and I'm finding bait. I mean, they're mixed in with bait. If you have any electronics and you find a bait, you'll find them.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, man. I appreciate that. Yeah, look.
Some deeper water.
Are there any breaking fish at this point?
Yes, there are.
I thought maybe it would be. Yeah.
I'm not catching any of the big ones. It seems like you can't get through them.
Yeah, you got to really get down to the bottom to get those bigger fish underneath all that mess. But you'll catch a lot of little fish, a million of them, before you'll
also
catch a big one.
Bluefish mixed in them for some reason.
Really?
But
that's
only
that's normal.
10-inch bluefish, 12-inch bluefish.
Yeah, gotcha.
But they're fun.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Walt. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
There he goes, Walt. Oop. You got him? Brian, there we go. Okay. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. The Senate is locked in on an agreement to complete action on the Sportsman's Act of 2012. during the lame duck session on Monday, November 26th. Senate will hold two votes on S-3525. This is the Senate in Washington, D.C. The first vote will be on whether to waive the Budget Control Act and will require a 60-vote threshold to pass. The second vote will be on final passage of S-3525 as amended by a consensus substitute amendment from Senator Tester. On November 15th, leaders agreed that no amendments would be further offered on the bill. Introduced by the Congressional Sportsman's Caucus co-chair, Senator John Tester, Senate Bill 3525 is a historic package of sportsman's legislation that has strong support from the sportsman's community, including 46 organizations representing millions of hunters, anglers, and wildlife enthusiasts that signed onto a November 1 letter. Now, I have a question for you, members of organizations. Did you receive an email or did you notice anything in your newsletter or anything in your publications that talked about the Sportsman's Act of 2012? At the local level. Now, I'm talking about the local members of these local organizations, one of these 46 organizations, fishing and hunting organizations, and the big ones. I'm talking about the big ones. Did you find any information on this from your headquarters, or do they continue to function above your level and allow you to go out and, you know, bust your butt as a volunteer to raise money and then send it off somewhere outside of Maryland to support the organization? You tell me. Did you get information on this? Do you know anything about the Sportsman's Act of 2012? Well, It is a package of pro sportsman legislation. The big bold headlines on hunting, fishing, and recreational access, making public lands public, Target Practice and Marksmanship Training Support Act, the Polar Bear Conservation and Fairness Act. By the way, the Senate voted on that the other day. The Hunting, Fishing, and Recreational Shooting Protection Act. Bows transported through national parks. The Billfish Conservation Act. The report on artificial reefs in the Gulf of Mexico. And then they have habitat conservation. The National Fish Habitat Conservation Act. Migratory Bird Habitat Investment and Enhancement Act. The Permanent Electronic Duck Stamp Act. Joint Ventures Authorization programmed on Fish and Wildlife Service. And then they have the reauthorization of NACA, the North American Wetlands Conservation Act reauthorization, which it does have to get reauthorized every so many years. Partners for Fish and Wildlife, Neotropical Migratory Birds reauthorization, National Fish and Wildlife Foundation reauthorization, Multinational Species Conservation Fund, Multinational Species Conservation Fund semi-postal stamp, Federal Lands Transaction Facilitation Act, Nutria Eradication and Control Act, all part of the Sportsman's Act of 2012. These things that are running out of funding are now in one omnibus bill called the Sportsman's Act of 2012, including the Nutria Eradication and Control Act. And that will not make certain people happy, but it's in there. The Senate's scheduled to vote on that next Monday. So of all the good things in there and a few bad things, the overall package is being urged to be passed by members of conservation organizations. Of course, you haven't heard about it unless you listen to this show. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. You know the best new ATVs and side-by-sides of 2013? Have arrived. They're at Pete's Cycle right now, the 2013. It's just in time for the Polaris Holiday Sales Event. You can get financing as low as 2.99% on all Polaris ATVs and side-by-sides, including the new 2013s. Plus, rebates up to $1,000 on select 2012 models. You heard right. Financing as low as 2.99% and rebates up to $1,000 on legendary sportsmen, powerful rangers, razor-sharp razors, and the industry's most complete collection of youth models. Hurry to Pete's Cycle Company in the town of Bel Air, Baltimore, and Severna Park before December 31st for low financing and huge rebates during the Polaris Holiday Sales Event. And don't miss a Polaris Holiday Sales Event Saturday, December 1st, for even bigger savings. You can visit the website, PeteCycle.com, for that. The offer ends December 31st. Rebates vary by model. Financing and rates are based on credit worthiness. See Pete's Cycle for details. ATVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for riders ages 16 and older. Always wear a helmet. Be sure to take a training course. Polaris Rangers are not intended for on-road use.
This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex at Glen Burnie now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner.
Clyde Sports Shop is your hunting headquarters, your full-line Browning dealer, too. Don't forget, Clyde's has the Maxxis shotgun. What a great autoloader for waterfowl hunting perfection. 3 and 3.5-inch chambers, a new power drive gas system reduces recoil, and it's available in Mossy Oak Duck Blind Camo. The X-Bolt, just in time for deer season, for high-powered action, extremely accurate, bolt action, big game hunting perfection. All standard Magnum and short Magnum calibers, adjustable feather trigger, and a detachable rotary magazine. The X-Bolt is available at Clyde Sports Shop, along with all Browning firearms. The Gold, the Silver, the Synergy, the BT-99, the BPS, the BAR, the BLR, the Buckmark, and the Satori. Don't forget, Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. The phone number, 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108. ClydeSports.com is the website. They do have a complete gunsmithing service. They'll mount your scope for you, and bore sight it get you on paper. Your full-line Browning dealer, Clyde Sports Shop in Lansdowne.
The Poole family continues the family tradition established by Sam Poole at Sam's Deer Processing in Finksburg. The full-service deer processing shop is located on Bollinger Mill Road off Route 32. Sam's Deer Processing has cut well over 40,000 deer. They know how to quickly skin, cool, and hang your deer as soon as possible for the best-tasting venison. They let your deer age to perfection, then cut it to your specifications. If you want deer jerky, deer sausage, deer hot dogs, deer snack sticks, smoked deer hams, and much more, take your deer to Sam's Deer Processing in Finksburg between Westminster and Eldersburg. Sam's Deer Processing also holds the secret recipe for Maryland's most popular deer bologna. Now, if you happen to bag that trophy buck, you're worried about where you can have the hide and cape safe for the taxidermist, Sam's can handle it. Sam's Deer Processing in Carroll County is the whole package, custom-cut venison with all the specialty venison products to last throughout the year. Take your deer to Sam's Deer Processing or call 410-795-4670. That's 410-795-4670 for Sam's Deer Processing in Finksburg.
It's the Doe Harvest Challenge. Deer hunters, by legally harvesting a doe and donating the meat, you not only feed hungry people in Maryland and please local farmers by reducing crop damage, now you could win valuable prize packages this season. Doe Harvest Challenge offers $5,500 in prizes with 18 chances to win. This contest is limited to 13 counties. If you hunt in Carroll, Frederick, Anne Arundel, Calvert, Charles, St. Mary's, or Prince George's counties, or in Queen Anne's, Kent, Caroline, Talbot, Dorchester, Wicomico counties on the shore, and you harvest to doe, all you have to do is donate your deer through a participating FHFH deer processor. Every 3 weeks, an up to $300 winner will be drawn in each of the three regions, plus a $500 grand prize package to one lucky hunter in each region. Participating deer processors have entry cards to fill out in their shops. You can enter every doe you donate within the Region B bag limits all season long. The 2012 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Farm Bureau, Maryland Grain Producers Utilization Board, the Maryland Soybean Board, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, contact the Maryland Farm Bureau, 410-922-3426.
Don't miss the best of Rush Limbaugh on Rush's Weekend Review every Saturday afternoon from 12 to 3 on the most powerful names in talk, Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you.
them all, Jack. Cut 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 them all, boys. Cut them all.
Good morning, Don. How are you? What's up?
Oh, not to go to work today. I just want to say we all missed National Recycling Day back on November 6th, unfortunately.
That was number... Oh, no, oh yeah, really? No, actually, we did recycle incorrectly, but we recycled.
Yeah, we did. Unfortunately, in the wrong way.
Yep, you're right about that. Wow. Good call, man. Good call.
All right, you have a good day.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Here he goes. Let's talk to Matt in Parkville. Good morning, Matt. How are you doing?
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
Great. What's up?
Well, we got a couple things. First of all, you told me to call you back last week after I researched the funding because I'm one of them ones that's still moaning a little bit about the license. And you told me to look up the funding, exactly how it was delegated and where it goes. And,
right.
And, I mean, you're 100% absolutely right, but it's still just, you know, I don't know, it just gets in my craw, you know what I mean?
I do, I understand. Hey, look, it gets in my craw, too. I understand it. But you know what? I went up to Maine, and I bought a three-day small game license with a Maine waterfowl stamp. It cost me $58. Hunt 2 days in Maine. My license started on the hour that I told him it started. So if I said... I want to start the license at 5 a.m., excuse me, on Tuesday. I had Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I could hunt. Well, Monday evening, I got up there early, and I thought, man, it would be nice to just run out and sit in a marsh somewhere and do something. But I couldn't. My license wouldn't allow me to do that. So, you know, 3 days for a small game license and a waterfowl stamp?
I got you.
Look. And plus, you know, it's the guide fee, which wasn't inexpensive. It was, I'm trying to see if I have the license here in my wallet. I'm sure I do. There it is right there. Okay. There it is. It's a piece of paper, just like your Maryland license. Expiration date, December 31st. It was 58.50. $7.25 plus a 25-cent agent fee. A three-day non-resident small game license was $49 plus $2 for the agent. And, you know, the thing is, if you want to play, you got to pay. That's it. I mean, it's pretty simple, right?
I just got back from North Dakota. Duck hunting, and I think we bought a 14-day license, and of course the crane and the swan permit. And I think I was right. We think we were right up around, even though we didn't hunt the full 14 days, just a week out. I think we were close to $1.50, if I'm not mistaken, between the swan and the crane permits.
Right.
But you did cause me to laugh out loud because I did go up to Penobscot Bay a couple years ago on an eider hunt, and when you were talking about taking 83 up. Well, we went up that way, and we thought we'd be slick and come back 95, and I ended up getting lost in New York City.
So. Oh, isn't that a bear? Oh, man. Yeah, that's not good.
And I just wanted to tell you, I just wanted to see if you were as amazed as I was with the tide. I mean,
the tide is unbelievable.
That just blows my mind.
We left the boat dock roughly 5:15. We made our way out through the lobster pots to an island where we wanted to be. We'd hunted this last year. Anchored up on the island, and, you know, the rocks are out, and you're looking at the top of the island. You know, it's like 10, 12 feet up in the air, something like that. The wind and the tide were so hard by 9 o'clock that there was no island. You could barely see the tops of the rocks sticking out of the top of the island. I mean, they must have a 20-foot tide up there. It's unbelievable.
And not only the tide, but how fast it moves. It's just, to me, for, you know, living here in Maryland your whole life, and you can't believe just that little bit of distance can make how it works. But until you see it, how fast it moves,
yes,
and how much it moves, it's just mind-boggling.
It is mind-boggling. It is. It really is. And, of course, our guy, he's hunted this rock, dozens and dozens and dozens of times, and he knows how to get there, and he knows how to anchor up. But it was very interesting. There were only six ducks in his strings of decoys. If you've hunted sea ducks on the bay, you know, these guys put, what, two dozen decoys on a string and lay them out there?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we had six on a string, and I think we only had four strings of eider decoys out. Strung them off each point of the island. The island was kind of a wide U-shaped, and we tucked right in the middle. And every bird that came by had to see those decoys. I mean, and we had some really good decoy birds. Decoy really good. And the drake that the first drake that I killed a couple of them. First drake that I killed was in a gang of six or seven hens, and they just dumped right in, came right at us, and I was able to pick him out. That's the only bird I fired at. You know,
I gotta tell you, Alan, that is one beautiful. Pictures don't seem to do it any justice.
Oh, my gosh, they're gorgeous.
That is one gorgeous duck, man.
They're gorgeous. They're as big as some of our migrator geese. I mean, they really are. They're beautiful.
No doubt about it.
Yep.
No doubt about it. And were you being serious about technically they don't call them old squalls anymore?
You can't find the words old squall in Maryland regulations. They're long-tailed ducks.
That is, never mind.
My comment is, what's next, black-eyed Susans? You know? Who's Susan, and what act of domestic violence gave her a black eye? What are we going to call them next? Brown-centered daisies?
Unbelievable.
I'm just kidding about that. But no, old squaws are now called long-tailed ducks.
Okay, learn something every day, Al.
Yep, and the scientific name of old squaws means noisy winter duck, and it's an Indian word. So,
Al. You
what?
Have a great day,
buddy. All right, buddy. Thanks.
See you.
Bye-bye. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Yeah, accomplished something on my bucket list. Two things, actually, on my bucket list this trip. Got to hunt out of a layout boat, kill a duck out of there, killed a pair of eiders, actually. And what else did I do? Oh, yeah, I got my drake. So he's going to make a gorgeous mount, that's for sure. And if anybody's not doesn't know what these eiders are, they're an unbelievably big duck. They will fly with the wind. They can fly 70 miles an hour, and they can break your heart every time you shoot at them, that's for sure. But when you got the right guide and the right setup and you get them decoying, they're perfect. Perfect. Because sea ducks don't decoy all that well. So it was a good time. 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Hey, you know, it is goose season, and my buddy Sean Mann has manufactured the Eastern Shoreman goose call for, well, over 25 years. He became world champion in 1985 and did it with his own call called the Eastern Shoreman. And he's since perfected that, of course, even more and gone into commercial production. And you, too, can share part of that legacy by owning an Eastern Shoreman goose call like I do. Just simply log on to SeanMann.com. You can see the descriptions of all the different styles of Eastern Shoreman calls. You can see the goose calls, the duck calls, the snow goose calls. They're a full-fledged call company, SeanMann.com. And SeanMann.com. Sean's back, and I'm going to guess he's taking some folks hunting. You might want to call and see if he has room for you at 800-345-4539. Call him up, see if you can book a hunt. 800-345-4539. They have all types of waterfowl hunts available at Sean Mann Outdoors. SeanMann.com is the website. 800-345-4539 to call the office right there on the Eastern Shore of Maryland. Let's see. What do I want to tell you about? Oh, yeah, that's who I want to tell you about as soon as I find it. Yeah. Got it right here somewhere. Nope, not there. There it is. Thank you. Hey, the best new ATVs and side-by-sides of 2013 have arrived. They're at Pete's Cycle. Right now, just in time for the Polaris holiday sales event, you can get financing as low as 2.99% on all Polaris ATVs and side-by-sides, including the new 2013s. Plus, rebates up to $1,000 on select 2012 models. You heard right. Financing as low as 2.99% and rebates up to $1,000 on legendary sportsmen, the powerful Rangers, the Razor Sharp Razors, and the industry's most complete collection of youth models. Hurry to Pete's Cycle Company in the town of Bel Air, Baltimore, Severna Park, before December 31st for low financing and huge rebates during the Polaris Holiday Sales Event. And don't miss the Polaris Holiday Sales Event Saturday, December 1st, for even bigger savings. Find out about that on www.petecycle.com. The offer ends December 31st. Rebates vary by model, financing, and rates based on credit worthiness. See Pete's Cycle for details. ATVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for riders age 16 and older. Always wear a helmet. Be sure to take a training course. Polaris Rangers are not intended for on-road use.
The Buck Bomb is the hottest deer scent technology on the market. The Buck Bomb is pure deer urine manufactured in an aerosol spray. Now, the Buck Bomb, distributed in this molecular form, gives whitetails the opportunity to follow the scent trail to your stand site. The delivery rate and the large broadcast area cannot be duplicated with liquid, solid, or gel scents. Buck Bomb Doe Pea and Vanilla Curiosity work well anytime to disguise your odor. Pick up a can of Young Buck or Acorn Rage for the bow season. For early muzzle loader, the dominant buck scent will challenge other bucks to seek you out. Now, the heart of the rut through firearm season, try Doe and Estrus or Bone Collector Buck Bomb. Visit your local outdoor retailer, or you can order online at buckbomb.com. Learn more about the Buck Bomb, or you can call 866-850-6653. And fishermen, you can try the new Fish Bomb Menhaden Quick Slick from the makers of Buck Bomb. The Buck Bomb blows away traditional scent products. Hunt smart, increase your odds with the Buck Bomb. If you love the great outdoors, you'll love the National Rifle Association's Great American Hunting and Outdoor Show. It's 3 big days of hunting and fishing excitement, January 25th through the 27th at the Eventplex at the Frederick Fairgrounds in Frederick, Maryland. See over 200 hunting and fishing exhibitors, the NRA Great American Whitetail Collection, nationally known seminar speakers, the Mason-Dixon Big Buck Contest, and more. The first 200 attendees each day receive a free Drury Outdoors DVD. General admission, $10. NRA members, $8. Children under 9 admitted free. Weekend passes are available. Renew your NRA membership at the show for $35 and receive a free weekend pass to show. It's the 2013 NRA Great American Hunting and Outdoor Show, 1 to 7 p.m. on Friday, January 25th, 9 to 7 on Saturday the 26th, and 9 to 5 on Sunday, January 27th at the Frederick Fairgrounds in Frederick. Visit NRAHuntingShow.org for more information. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
This is Mark Levin inviting you to join me every weeknight from 7 to 9 with the most powerful names in talk. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Drive a John Deere tractor, yell out, work these fields, sun up, sun down every day. I got a camo hat that says, get her done, and I believe in the American way. And I believe in God, and I believe I'll have a beer at the end of the day. 'Cause I'm bona fide, certified, basic, Eastern Shore, redneck, USA. A Remington 870 pump is in my pickup truck on the gun rack, and that's where she stays. I got a bumper sticker, says there ain't no life west of the Chesapeake Bay. I drink Budweiser beer in the 10-ounce can. Us locals call it the Shore Thing. I'm bona fide, certified, basic, Eastern Shore, redneck, USA.
All right, Eastern Shore, Redneck USA, Larry in Dundalk. Good morning. What's up?
Morning, Alan. How you doing?
Good, man.
Hey, thank you for everything that you do and keeping everybody informed.
We're working on it.
Question. I'm a little embarrassed to ask this, but
okay.
Why do federal stamps or federal duck stamps need to be signed on your license?
That's the rule. I guess if you want to collect them, they want you to buy another one. You know, I mean, that's the only thing I can think of.
Yeah, you know, I've often wondered about it. I've been hunting since I was 11 with my dad and uncles, and it just dawned.
Larry,
my son asked me.
Here's what the real reason is: they don't want you to transfer them from one person to another.
Okay, all right, good enough.
How's that work?
Hey. Great answer. I know what to tell my grandson now.
Just say, well, you know, if I took you hunting this week and you had a federal duck stamp and it wasn't signed, you could hand it to your brother or your cousin, and then he'd have it, and then that would take revenue away from the Fish and Wildlife Service that they use to manage migratory waterfowl.
Fantastic. Thanks, Alan.
You got it?
Okay, great.
All right, buddy. Thanks.
See ya.
Bye-bye. That was an easy one. Yes, it was. Hey, just a little quick note here. If you're going sea duck hunting, I got a tip from Clifton Ames, the 10-Mile Guide Service. He said, if you have three shots in your shotgun on a sea duck, you give them three shots. You give them a hello, or hopefully that's the one that hits them. Then you give them a how you doing on the water. And then you give them a goodbye. So what he's saying is, if you knock one down, make sure you give it all three shots. Because sea ducks are notorious, because their feathers are so thick, because they fly so fast, because they're so used to being in the water, they're notorious for rolling over and diving on you. And if you don't kill them outright, they want you to kill them right now on the water. As soon as they hit the water, they want you to, you know, the hello shot if you knock them down, the how you doing on the water, and then, you know, if they pop their head up, then you give them the goodbye shot before that current takes them out of range, or they dive, or they swim out of range. That's just the way it is. We chased down quite a few of them. We fortunately had a great dog, Rocky. Rocky did a fantastic job. When we gave him the 1, 2, 3, and the bird was dead on the water, Rocky made some tremendous swims against a very, very strong tide, and he came back with some great ducks. We did have to chase one or two and finish them off on the water, but that's part of the game with sea ducks. And you'll find it on the Chesapeake Bay with scoters and old squaws, and you know, you find it in Maine with scoters and old squaws and eiders. So that's just part of the deal. Hey, folks, that's first hour. We'll be back after the news break at the top of the hour. We hope you're enjoying the show. Continue to call in, get in the drawing for the CVA muzzleloader, and we'll be back with more of your phone calls and more information when we return. But now, if you're going goose hunting, you're going deer hunting,